Thank you for staying with KHSU on your Tuesday, April 1st, 2014. I'm Wendy Butler, and this is Art Waves. Isabelle Stallet resides in Auvergne, Alsace, France, where last year she had her very first exhibition of her paintings. De l'exil à la lumière, translated, means exile to light. And this title has multiple places in this artist's art and heart. She will exhibit this work at Eureka's Black Fawn Gallery through April. Humboldt County resident, teacher, and artist Marceau Verdier invited Isabelle to exhibit here after reconnecting with her after many years. While here, she and her six-year-old daughter, Alyosha, are staying with him. Marceau's hope, he says, is this is the first of many artist exchanges that will be possible between Humboldt County artists and European artists, as an idea he has for an ongoing exchange program grows into a viable and notable entity. Both Isabelle and Marceau are here today. We begin this interview by looking at and discussing the works Isabelle has on her website. Re-enchanter sa vie, or in English, bringing joy back into your life, are the words that greet the viewer first on this website. Isabelle, whose professional life has included being an architect, began painting for pleasure, for emotion, about 7 years ago. Finally seeing her paintings in a formal exhibition was a powerful experience for Isabelle.
It was extraordinary for me, because I never imagined it could be possible to make an exhibition and have such a par rapport au public, un retour.
Such feedback from
feedback
the audience.
It was incredible. And so I told to me it is possible to paint and to bring emotions, and something happened. So I love it, really.
What kind of, do you recall what kinds of comments or questions people had when they viewed your work? What kind of things they said?
There were in the feelings and the emotions and something, sometimes something changed in people. Revelation, or it's connecting with des émotions tellement fortes.
With such strong emotions.
Really, they said that inspired powerful emotions in them. In particular, I'm looking at. It's titled Portraits. Now, your exhibit, was it divided into different sections? One called Portraits, and because I'm looking at Portraits, and then Autres Voyages. Did we have like four or five pieces in one section, and four or five in a different?
Est-ce que donc ton expo était divisé en différentes sections, autres voyages, autres...
No. This exhibition was only with the exile to the light, and the other section here, portrait and so, this is old paintings.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't what you had exhibited at the exhibition last year. I'm wondering, of all the pieces I'm looking at online, were they part of that exhibit that happened last year?
Parce que tu dis que l'année dernière, c'est ta première fois que tu exposais. Mm-hmm. Tu as exposé avant déjà, il me semblait.
Oui, mais pas tout ça. Et j'ai fait un truc au théâtre et c'était vraiment des trucs.
Donc l'année dernière, tu exposais portrait.
Non.
L'exil à la lumière.
Exil à la lumière, c'est tout.
So the exhibit that's being brought here is the same one that was brought that was exhibited last year.
Okay, and it includes all these sections with different names then?
No. Those are paintings that have not been shown, the portrait, voyage, and
really?
Things of so, yes.
Oh, they've not... They've
just paintings I've made...
That are online, that are exhibited Oh, okay. Because portraits in particular, I think, first of all, let's talk about what is in them, what I am viewing, to give our audience a better understanding of what we're talking about, because we're talking about powerful emotions and things like that. What I am viewing is very colorful, very kaleidoscopic imagery. And to me, the viewer, it's circular. It almost seems three-dimensional, like it's in a glass globe or something, just to me, the viewer. And so can you, Isabel, talk about what, you know, is in them, what we are seeing, what it's painted out of, or, you know.
I paint only on circle. It's like being in contact with the earth and the motherhood. And it's like an entry in the inner universe. Or the universe outside or inside us. It's difficult to explain it because when I begin to paint, I have no ideas. I just begin, and then the color is coming, and the forms are coming, and I don't paint with my head, but only with my heart. And I paint 2 or 3 hours, and then I stopped, and it's finished, and I look and say, wow, I've drawn this or this or this. It's like an automatic writing.
Oh, like almost like with the subconscious, or that you're not really conscious of it, no. And it's almost like your hand is being taken.
Like a dance,
and so I mean, with this, it's almost like looking at on one of these, it's like I'm looking at a road going, and there's a lot of circles and one curve going into the other curve into the other. Is this acrylic paint? Is this oil paint?
Is this pastel oil?
Okay,
and I draw with my fingers.
So you do not
no brush.
No brush, just
no brush. Just with my fingers and pencil, black, white and gold.
And what is the canvas? What are you drawing on?
It's foam.
Foam?
Cardboard and foam.
Really? That's amazing. Yeah, you would not have known that by viewing it, at least in this context. When we view it, you've seen her work, obviously, up on a wall.
I saw the exhibit last year.
Tell me some of your impressions.
When I see Isabel's work, what I see is a world that, in a sense, is never ending. And it's very easy to lose yourself in this world. It's a very rich, lots of details, but also a very whimsical, and it does draw you into your inner self. You can't help but connect with what is happening in this painting, because you're on the path, you're on a journey in the painting, and the fact that it is a circular painting, you can't escape it in a sense. There is no beginning, there is no end, and that's what I find so fascinating about Isabel's work.
Marceau Verdier. Also here is Isabel Stallet, who is exhibiting her paintings at Black Fawn Gallery in Eureka in April. I'm Wendy Butler, and you are listening to Art Waves.
This exhibition where in... Tu peux expliquer par rapport au chemin d'art sacré?
So this exhibit was created for to be exhibited in a church in France. As part of a project called the Path of Sacred Art. And so she created this exhibit specifically to fit that project within the church and to mirror biblical texts and biblical stories. And it is her own journey from exile back to light.
So is it about rediscovering the church?
No. The church were just
the space in which it was shown.
Mm-hmm. But very special and very sacred, sacred.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very strong with energy, and it was wonderful.
Oh, okay, so going the experience of being in that church affected you in such a way that these works were ones you created from that experience.
Yeah, it was like a path, and with a beginning. With the first one, the labyrinth, and like a progression in the church, but also in the paintings. So we can begin and grow in a. It was a. On grandit à l'intérieur, ou on change à l'intérieur.
You experience growth as you went from painting to painting in a specific order. Starting from the labyrinth, and you had several stations, in a sense, within the church that you stopped where one of Isabel's painting was. And you took a path following these paintings.
So in a way they were directing the viewer through exploring the physical church, too.
As well as
discovering the inner.
Yeah. But every piece is part of one story, and this is the story of Isabel's return from exile to the light.
But not exile as in exile from a church, but exile from self, maybe, from yourself.
Yeah, and from my country also, because I was during 20 years out of Alsace. So, and I come back. And it's like being in connection with my roots.
Were you taught any art by anyone?
I always like painting and being with color and so. But I'm self-taught. So. It's here.
Now, you were making architecture. I mean, you were doing architectural drawings, I mean, for years, right? That was part of your professional life. So you were an artist of a different type. It was more realistic, I guess. If it was architecture, you were drawing an actual realistic structure. Exactly. And so do you remember what happened that made you want to pull back from that and go another way?
It's like cheminement.
It's a way, a journey.
It's an inner way. And I didn't feel me good in architecture. It was too linear. Too masculine, mm-hmm. Too mental,
mm-hmm.
And in this cheminement, je sais plus.
In this path,
I grow myself, and I be in touch more and more with nature, with my feelings, with the invisible energy also, and my daughter Eleni
was born,
and up this date something happened, and I wanted to paint. It's coming, so, and it was the switch.
And I'm wondering then, is there something or someone that or who inspires you the most? What inspires you?
Life. life and to be in touch with everything around us, around me, and especially nature and the spirits in the nature and whatever we don't see, but I feel them. You know, it's and the beauty and harmony and colors, and like a child is always looking, oh, look, it's beautiful, oh, and this and this, and I'm so very simple.
Do you think then, because your daughter, who is 6 years old, do you think that her birth and watching her become helped free you from the linear, helped you?
Yes, and also it's cela me fait prendre conscience de comment dire, je sais plus, je vais dire quelque chose. Ben, être soi en fait, c'est tu vois, d'être au plus juste de la vie.
It allowed her to take conscious of her most inner self and her most inner life.
Mm. Now the art process, making art, is it ever difficult to do for you?
Now it's so simple. I sit down on the floor, I take my circle, it's like a meditation, and I come in and I begin in very with a lot of joy, and it's light, very light.
Again, it reminds me of a young child.
Yeah, really.
I showed my masterpiece to the grown-ups and asked them whether the drawing frightened them. But they answered, "Frighten? Why should anyone be frightened by a hat?" My drawing was not a picture of a hat. It was a picture of a boa constrictor digesting an elephant. But since the grown-ups were not able to understand it, I made another drawing. I drew the inside of a boa constrictor so that the grown-ups could see it clearly. They always need to have things explained. My drawing number 2 looked like this. The grown-ups' response this time was to advise me to lay aside my drawings of boa constrictors, whether from the inside or the outside, and devote myself instead to geography, history, arithmetic, and grammar. And that is why, at the age of 6, I gave up what might have been a magnificent career as a painter. I had been disheartened by the failure of my drawing number 1 and my drawing number 2. Grown-ups never understand anything by themselves, and it is tiresome for children to be always and forever explaining things to them. An excerpt from Le Petit Prince, The Little Prince, written and illustrated by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. The book immediately came to mind as Isabelle Stallet compared her approach to making art to that of the pure joy felt by a child, such as her own child, Alyosha. Isabelle is my guest, along with Marceau Verdier, who is hosting Isabelle this month and has facilitated an exhibit of her paintings at Black Fawn Gallery in Eureka. You are listening to Art Waves. I'm Wendy Butler. Marceau, some questions for you. First of all, the most important question, how did you and Isabelle meet?
Isabelle and I were classmates in high school. So that was 30-something years ago.
And was that in?
It was in Aubernais, Alsace. And after high school, we completely lost touch. And I was working locally here at a company called Wallace & Hines, the fantastic bar builders. And I was looking up architects in France because we wanted to reach out to Europe. And I stumbled upon her name in my research. And so I just sent her a note and said, "Are you the Isabelle Stelle that was in high school with me?" And we reconnected this way. And as I travel often to France, we got to meet a couple times and realized we're both passionate about the arts and we're kindred spirits on many ways. And our friendship regrew from that. And yeah, it's exciting.
And was it around that time that you started thinking about wanting to develop some kind of program for Humboldt County and Europe Artist Exchange? Please talk about that.
Yeah. As you know, I teach at NPA, and part of my job at NPA is to organize international exchanges with students. And we do that. I try to do that in a way that is the least expensive possible way to do it. And so I try to always find homestays for our students, and we're also welcoming foreign students here in homestays. And the idea, so one day while I was on an artist in residence in Barcelona, I realized maybe there is a way for me to apply the same principle to allow artists, my friends that are artists in Europe and my friends that are artists in Humboldt, to have the same kind of experience as I was having in Barcelona and come inexpensively. And so what I needed was to find a gallery that would be willing to participate in the project, and I knew that in Humboldt County I could let my home be used for a base. Isabel is using my home as a base to stay and work. And I approached the Black Fawn Gallery at that time, Kevin Bork, the owner, and he was immediately on board with the project. He immediately saw the potential and the idea for it. And so Isabel is the first one in the project that we're trying to put together. The next step is to find a gallery and a place in Europe for someone from Humboldt to be able to go over there and have this experience in a homestay, a chance to exhibit. And so to allow everybody to have a broader effect with their own arts. And so that's the idea. Isabel is the first one to come.
And so in seeing, and this is a question that both of you can answer, is when we're talking about exchange and viewing other art, and even perhaps living with other artists when you're doing and on homestays, do you feel, and maybe Marceau, you've already grown as an artist as a result of living with or seeing other art. I mean, that strikes me as being perhaps one of the main goals of this, mm-hmm. is developing as an artist as a result of this.
Well, absolutely. The Humboldt County, as we know, is a very, very supportive community to the artists. But it is one community. When I was on sabbatical a couple of years back and traveled and exhibited and worked in Europe, I had a completely different experience in terms of the feedback I was receiving, the comments, the encounters, the stimulation. And you grow. It's inevitable because you are forced, in a sense, to get out of your own comfort zone, your own skin, but at the same time you're really baited and directed to try things that you wouldn't try here, in where things are as you always know them. And so I think it's really crucial. It's crucial to try things and put yourself out there in different ways. And I'm hoping that I can do this with people from Europe coming over here and artists from over here going over to Europe and having this experience, and collectively then grow and create a network and bridges that will benefit us all, whether you go or not. Just our communities will benefit. It's a wonderful chance for Humboldt County to have a chance to look at Isabel's art, and hopefully I'm excited that somewhere in France, Europe, Berlin, wherever, humble artists will have a chance to show what they can do and the feeling they have about their own arts.
Are you exhibiting anywhere now?
I'm currently exhibiting at the C Street Gallery, above in the hall gallery in the C Street Studios. Yeah,
right. That's like second and C and absolutely, building adjacent. Yeah.
And next year I'm going to exhibit in a church in France as well, similar project as what Isabel did. So that's exciting.
And now your work is, are you still doing work that involves the image and also like words and image?
I am not including words anymore so much.
Are you still very abstract?
I'm very abstract, and I'm moving more and more towards minimalism. And the project I'm working for the church is on doubt. And so the idea...
Doubt as in?
As in the opposite of faith. it's a way for me to allow me to create a project that... that I can do with integrity, because I'm an atheist, and I exhibiting in church and mirroring biblical text, I had to find a way to do this and allow me to be honest while doing it. And so doubt is the theme that I chose. And,
now, when the two of you connected after not having connected for a while, did you know, were you surprised that Isabel was making art?
Well, I must be honest, and I had very little recollection of Isabel as a classmate. But the one I had was of her constantly drawing when she was sitting in class. She was always making art already back then. So I was not surprised at all that she was an artist. I was expecting that she had taken a path that would lead her in a creative life. And so when I saw her as an architect, listed as an architect, I wasn't surprised at all.
Well, Isabel, how about you? When you first saw Marceau's art, I mean, how did that, I mean, I guess what kind of feelings did that?
I was very happy because I feel that Marceau found his way of being also, like freedom through the paintings.
Isabel Stalle, along with Marceau Verdier. Isabel's exhibit, De l'Exil à la Lumière, Exile to Light, is at Black Fawn Gallery, 120 2nd Street, Eureka, in April. A reception for the artist will be held this Saturday, April 5th, during First Saturday Night Arts Alive, 6 to 9 p.m. Thank you for listening. Art Waves is produced for KHSU at Humboldt State University. I'm Wendy Butler, and I produce, engineer, and host this program. And I invite you to listen each Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. or anytime online at khsu.org.